Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
As we approach 4 o'clock on this very busy Tuesday, I think the Jets said, hey, the Giants are getting all the attention. We got to do something. So the Jets just made a trade for a cornerback from the Tennessee Titans named Jarvis Brownlee, and they didn't give up much. They gave up a 6th-round pick. They're getting a 7th-round pick back, and they're bringing in this second-year quarterback, Jarvis Brownlee. And I have to be honest, I wasn't familiar with his work, so I quickly did my research, and I found this paragraph from the Tennessean to describe Jarvis Brownlee. 5th-round pick in 2024, started 14 games for the Titans as a rookie, and viewed as one of the bright spots in the Titans' rebuild from last season.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm like, okay, I'm feeling good about this. Brownlee logged an interception and 9 pass breakups to go along with 75 tackles. I'm like, this is amazing. How the hell did they get this guy for a song? And then I read the next sentence. And Jet fans, he'll fit right in. He was also among the NFL's most penalized defenders, often being flagged for pass interference and defensive holding penalties.
Oh, God.
The issue reoccurred at the start of the season when Brownlee was penalized 3 times in week 1 alone. So, welcome aboard, Jarvis.
Right.
You're going to fit right in.
You're going to be amazing until we hate you.
Well, joining us right now, a guy who does a great job covering the NFL, the Jets and the Giants for SNY, Connor Hughes. Connor, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
I'm all right. So what does this say? Before we get to the Giants stuff, the Jets trade for a cornerback in Jarvis Brownlee. Is that them admitting that Brandon Stevens stinks? Like, how do you take this?
No, I think they just need some reinforcements. I know fans are really high on AZ Thomas, but the fact is that the guy's a rookie. It's going to take time for him to get ready, and he was considered someone who was a bit raw coming in anyway. There's really not too much behind him. Stevens has been an issue. Sauce Gardner struggling a bit, and I think the Quincy Williams injury was a wake-up call that the depth can very quickly become a concern considering what the Jets are going to have to do now with him out. So I think they saw this as a guy who they, I'm sure, Muji did, had a pretty decent grade on a little bit ago. And so for a pick swap, why not give it a chance and see if he doesn't acclimate himself a little bit better to this scheme as opposed to the one in Tennessee. But you were just reading off the stats, man. The penalties are a concern with him. He's a handsy player. But the one thing that actually stood out to me, just doing very, very quick research before I hopped on here with you guys, Pro Football Focus is in no way, shape, or form the be-all or end-all of evaluating a player, but he received some pretty noticeably high marks as a run defender.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
77.7 mark last year, or 77.7 mark so far this year, 83.5 a year ago. Those are the Jets have been pretty terrible tackling. 16 missed tackles last week, 10 a week before that, 8 a week before that. So maybe at the minimum he can be a bit more physical player and help with that.
Connor, how are the Jets planning, just to stay on the dim real quick before we hop over to the Giants and the Jackson Dart news that we've been talking about all afternoon, but with Quincy Williams now short-term IR, you talk about the tackling issues. It's even more compounded now. Is there a mitigation of this? What do you do?
Well, it's either going to be McCrary. I don't know, man. I mean, it's kind of an issue now. Don't get me wrong. Like, Quincy's been struggling. Like it's been an issue for him this year. I think he's swimming a little bit in terms of elements of a new scheme, thinking more than just playing, which if you think when the Jets first acquired Quincy Williams, that was kind of what he struggled with early. Once he got the defense down and was just attack, 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 that's when you saw his athleticism and everything fly. Him over-pursuing and things like that, it's a result of, I think he's just, he's in his head a little bit right now. But either way, he's still a talented player, and he still makes plays when he's out there. They're going to miss him. You kind of deal with the bugaboos of Quincy Williams, because you saw even the play where he came through and hit Baker Mayfield's hand, nearly forced a fumble. I mean, that's the stuff that he does. That's the good that unfortunately now they're going to be missing. It's going to be an absence, they feel.
No doubt. Quincy Williams is one of the better defenders. He's going to be missed over the next 4 weeks. Now, let's get to this dart stuff. Are you surprised that they made this move now?
No, I'm not. I thought at first, Ev, that it was going to be halftime of the Charger game. Like, if you would have asked me coming right out of that game a week ago, I would have thought, no, this is going to be one where they give Russell Wilson one more half. If it's equally bad, boom, then you go to him and he makes his first start against the Saints, second half. When we spoke to Brian Daboll via conference call, and he did not in any way, shape, or form commit to Russell Wilson, did not give Russell Wilson any form of a vote of confidence, that immediately was when the alarms went off and it became, okay, yeah, the quarterback change is coming. Because you don't act like that in a presser on a Monday when you know, like, hey, guys, this is week one, you don't know who your – or Monday of the game, you don't know who your quarterback's going to be. No. If they were going to commit to him, they would have done exactly what Brian Daboll did after the Commander game and say Russell Wilson is our starting quarterback. So the moment that he was timid with that, it became, yeah, Jackson's going to be the guy.
Yeah, no, we heard the interviews that were going on. We heard that press conference and after the fact, and it was, well, we saw this after Washington, so we know that this is different, and it absolutely was. Is there a plan with Russ to move him or to cut him or to let him be the backup? Like, what is the best option here for Russell Wilson? Because there are some teams, like the Bengals, we talked about a couple of days ago, that it could be needy for a quarterback. Is there a plan other than just him being the backup?
Right now, he's the backup. I mean, I think that's what they're going to say is the plan until it's not the plan. I mean, Tiki, 10 days ago, the plan was to not rush Jackson Dart in there, and they were going to stick with Russell Wilson, and they didn't want Jackson Dart to play. I mean, that was literally the report that came out from Adam Schefter 10 days ago, and now Jackson Dart's the Giants' starting quarterback. And this is, what, 8 days, 10 days removed, too, from the 450-yard game that Russell Wilson threw. So things change. I think the fact that Jameis Winston is somebody that has been and has a significantly better relationship with Jackson than Russell does. I mean, you routinely see Jackson and Jameis talking. You routinely see those two guys around each other. That's not really the case with Russell Wilson. Winston's also under contract for next year, so he can be the Giants' backup next year. Russell Wilson is not under contract for the Giants next year. I think if anybody wants to make the Giants an offer, they're going to listen to it, and they could absolutely enact it, because Wilson doesn't really strike me as a guy who's going to be a tremendous backup quarterback for anybody. I mean, he wants to start. That's why he didn't come to the Giants last year. He didn't want to compete for the job. That's why he did sign with the Giants this year, was because he was going to be handed the job. It would surprise me. I mean, look, he's going to say everything right when he speaks to the media on Wednesday and you know, say all the right things and sing all the right notes. But I think ultimately you'll probably – I don't think Russell Wilson's going to be with the Giants significantly longer. And it would be surprising to me if he's on the team the rest of the year.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, I know it's not fantasy football or the MLB trade deadline, but I look around and I see the Cincinnati Bengals, and it's like, why would they trade for Russ? Or even the Vikings. I know Carson Wentz had one good day, but he's Carson Wentz. Like, there seems to be – fits for Russell Wilson on the trade market, right?
Yeah, and if somebody else goes down, I mean, look, quarterbacks drop like flies right now. I mean, Justin Fields went down. We saw Purdy go down, although I know he's coming back. Guys go down, and yeah, I just wrote this in the column that I filed for SNY, is that like Russell Wilson doesn't make sense for the Giants right now anymore, because at 0-3, they're not making the playoffs. I mean, there's been five teams in NFL history who have made the playoffs after an 0-3 start.
Right.
You guys have watched the Giants this year. They are not going to be the sixth. Like, you know that. We all know they're not going to be the sixth.
Unless Jackson Dart Connor is the second coming of Pat Mahomes.
That could change things.
And they go 14-3 as the season is done.
Yeah, there we go. But the thing is that once the Giants are 0-3 and the playoffs are now a very, very big long shot mathematically, every moment that Russell Wilson's out there is meaningless. He's He's not the root of all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All the Giants' problems. I don't think Russell Wilson can't play anymore. It's not one of those things. I don't think he's very good anymore, but it's not that he can't play. But when he's out there, he's not making anybody better on the field, not really making anyone better off the field. So the time he's there, it's just, it's not doing anyone any good within the organization.
That's good perspective.
Get Dart out there now. Like, once Dart proved that he is not a liability, and once Dart proved that he is ready, every look that he sees from this moment on out is going to be invaluable to him. So that's where it's like, okay, yes, put Dart out there, play Dart now, because with this, if the Giants are going to compete, sure, keep playing Russell Wilson. Yeah, he's the veteran. He'll see things Dart hasn't. But now you'll deal with the ups and downs of Dart when you know the playoffs aren't happening.
Yeah, so the question was asked, did you think that Jackson Dart was ready? And Dave's answer was the one he gave even when he was announced as a second team quarterback, that we wouldn't have him there if we didn't think he was ready. So you mentioned it at 0-3. This feels like it's the only way for the Giants to go. But when he became the second string quarterback a month or so ago, it almost felt inevitable at some point, didn't it?
Yeah. And I'll be completely honest with you, Tiki, that I genuinely believe that if the Giants had held an open quarterback competition, that if this wasn't something that was guaranteed to Russell Wilson,
right?
And I know this from talking to people within their building too, there are some that believe that Jackson Dart would have won it outright.
Yeah.
That if Dart was given an opportunity to win the starting job, Dart would have won it outright. I mean, look, the Giants were absolutely right to have Russell Wilson and Dart at the time of drafting Dart, because if you talk to countless scouts, executives, and most people shared the opinion of Dart that he was incredibly green coming from that Ole Miss Lane Kiffin offense, and he probably needed a redshirt year.
Yeah.
It wasn't until he got in the Giants building that he just started picking up stuff so quickly, and you realize, like, whoa, 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 yeah, okay, he might have played in that non-pro friendly offense at Ole Miss, but that doesn't mean he can't play pro style ball. I mean, he picked up everything lightning quick, and especially once the preseason started, you could tell the guy was ready. So I genuinely believe, and I know I'm not alone in this, that if this was an open competition, he probably would have been the guy. And once he was made backup, it was a very short leash on Russell Wilson. And honestly, Tiki, I think if Russell didn't do and play the way that he did in Dallas, you'd probably see Dart starting week three.
What do you expect? And we're talking to Connor Hughes. Giants get set to begin the Jackson Dart era on Sunday against the Chargers. What do you think this looks like? What do you think the play calling looks like? What do you think the Jackson Dart-led offense looks like on Sunday?
You know, it's funny. Ryan Dunleavy, who covers the Giants as well for the New York Post, he says this all the time, and it's so true. He's the first one to point it out. And once he did, I was like, you know, you're kind of right. When Russell Wilson was out there during training camp in the preseason compared to when Jackson Dart was out there, it was almost as if the Giants had two completely different offenses. Like when it's Wilson, it's either chuck it deep, check it down, or get sacked. Like that's what Russell Wilson does. Then Dart goes out there and you see he's running with the ball. He's attacking the middle of the field. He's checking it down sometimes, but also being aggressive down the field. Like there's just this energy and this excitement and this confidence that Jackson Dart plays with, and it is infectious to the play calling. It's infectious to the offensive line, the receivers, the running backs, the tight ends. I mean, his personality brings that out of people. And I think you're going to see a bit more functional of an offense than what we've seen in a while. And something that I'm very curious about, and this is just me talking. I haven't spoken to anybody. This isn't sourced or anything. Dart is Brian Daboll's guy. He is. Like he is Brian Daboll's guy. He's the one he slammed the table for. Mike Kafka has been the one that's been calling plays.
Yeah.
I want to talk to Daboll on Wednesday or do the press conference just to see if now that, like, two of the three games, Kafka hasn't been good either. Like, he the same as Russell's been bad, Kafka's been bad absent that Dallas game.
Right, especially in the red zone.
Especially in the red zone. I'm curious if Daboll doesn't get more involved in the play calling now because of how hands-on he has been with Jackson Dart. Like, yeah. I'm very curious if that's going to happen.
That's interesting.
I don't know. That's just me talking.
Right, Connor, that's interesting, though, because remember when the Daniel Jones, in the end of his era, he was asked that very question. This is 2 years ago, so before Dabes took the play calling over, and Daniel Jones diplomatically answered it, I know that it's Kafka's voice in my head, in my ear, right? Even though it may have been Dabes calling the plays. One more question from me, Connor. Evan and I were speculating about who made this decision. Obviously, it was ultimately in the hands of Brian Daboll. He's the head coach. But I think he probably actually had the conversation that he said he was going to have. Sit down with the staff, talk this through, and figure out what was best. Because as you just described, the offense is going to be different. Right, the zone read run game is not an option with Russell Wilson. It is devastating to defenses to have to plan for that. And so I think ultimately, as a staff, they probably agreed with this. Do you think that that's the case?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think that everyone was ready to see Dart. I mean, it's just he's different, man. Like the aura, I think it's such, like, at this point, it's kind of become a joke, like who's aura farming, all of that stuff, but. The way that I compare it is there's confidence and there's cockiness and there's confidence and there's arrogance.
Right.
And there's a difference. They're very similar when you describe them, but there is a difference in the way that it's carried out. Like when Zach Wilson was here with the Jets, there was a cockiness and an arrogance. Like it was kind of like, oh, I know and it rubs people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Dart's the guy that you can tell where he is. Everybody wants to be around him. And it's not inauthentic. It's not disingenuous. It is truly who he is. He's talking to the defenders. He's talking to the offensive guys. He's bringing everybody around him. Like, he's hanging out with everyone in the locker room, just casually talking to him. Like, he's the person, it's a silly analogy, but it's true. It's that everyone wants to be at his birthday party, but also Jackson's going to go to everybody's birthday party.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how he is, and it's who he is, and it's not fake. It's genuine.
Right.
And I think that just rubs off on everyone, that when he's out there, there's his confidence makes everyone else more confident as well.
Yeah, no, it's interesting you say that because people will call and scream, and they already have done this when I compare, what Brian Daboll did with Josh Allen. And this is nothing to do because Josh Allen is a superior player and he probably always will be to Jackson Dart. I hope not, but whatever. From a personality standpoint, if you ever go to Buffalo and you hang around that team, as I've done a few times, That's exactly who Josh Allen is. And it makes me realize why Dave's, maybe personality-wise, was banging the table for him. Because it matters when you have a quarterback, regardless of race, background, position, the quarterback loves you. And they love him. That's what Josh Allen feels like when you go to Buffalo Bills camp. And Jackson Dart, in the short time that we spent with him, I know what you were saying, Connor. It's exactly what it feels like. He's cool with everybody. And that gives you the chance to be a great leader. Doesn't mean you're going to be a great leader, but it gives you the chance to be one.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be an interesting time. Jackson Dart's debut, and hopefully the Jets actually win a freaking football game so Aaron Glenn can be right.
That's what I'm annoyed about. That's honestly, Evan, what I'm most annoyed about is I was very excited to have my flight to Miami at 8:30 in the morning on Sunday. I was covering the Jets Monday night. I was going to get in there super early, watch the Giants at one, spend some time on the beach, maybe get a tee time. I see this announcement, and I just filed my expense back to SNY for a flight change to Monday morning. So there goes my dinner, my beach time, and my tee times all thrown out because of Jackson Dart. So nice. He doesn't have a fan in me.
He better be worth it. We'll see. Thank you, Connor. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Connor.
Connor Hughes on the Giants quarterback change and a little bit on the Jets, who actually did trade for a cornerback earlier today, Jarvis Brownlee Jr. from the Tennessee Titans. We'll get back to your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. And as the Mets embark on a season-defining six-game stretch, did Carlos Mendoza get desperate? When we come back, we explain why he's doing something with his lineup he has not done at all this season until tonight. So obviously we know the Mets are in dire straits entering the final six games of the season. They no longer control their own destiny. They could win all six games against the Cubs and Marlins and still miss the playoffs. As unlikely as that may sound, it could happen. If the Reds win their games, the Reds make the playoffs. So we all know what's on the line. And after an off day yesterday, Carlos Mendoza made two decisions. And both of these decisions are causing a little bit of a controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Controversy number one is that Carlos Mendoza, today, as the Mets get set to play the first of this six-game road trip to conclude the season, decided to do an interview on a podcast. And that's annoyed a lot of people.
Does he not do this regularly? He's not like Aaron Boone.
No, he doesn't do a weekly spot, no. But I remember when he came on with me at Fanatics Fest, that was controversial because the Mets were in the middle of a losing streak. And I defended him saying, it's 5 minutes, it's 10 minutes, it's not a big deal. And so I would say the same thing today. Him going on a podcast today does not take time away from him preparing to manage a baseball game today. Mm-hmm. Do you agree with that sentiment?
I would agree.
Okay.
Who cares?
A lot of Mets fans are upset.
Yeah, who cares?
Number two.
He's not playing.
He is not playing. Number two, he has done something with this lineup tonight that they have not done all season long, which is kind of crazy considering we are entering the final six games of the year. This is the first time all year Brandon Nimmo is starting in center field. He has played a grand total of 8 innings in center field this season, all in the middle of a game.
Right.
So, as a switch, defensive whatever. Shifting.
Right.
This is the first time all year Brandon Nimmo is playing center field. Now, he's doing this to put out his A-plus offensive lineup. Here is the lineup for tonight's game against Cade Horton and the Chicago Cubs. Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Nimmo in center, Vientos at DH, Beatty at third base, Marte in left, McNeil at second, and Alvarez behind the plate. I would agree that this is, with what they currently have on their roster, their best offensive lineup. What he could have done to avoid Nimmo in center is play McNeil in center, Nimmo in left, Beatty at second, Vientos at third, and DH Starling Marte. That's what he could have done.
Yes.
He chose not to.
So why did he do this then?
I'm starting to think that McNeil's miscue from a few weeks ago in center field.
Oh, that was just one. He's been pretty good. He's not a gold glove center fielder, but he's better than most alternatives.
Yeah, I think what you're doing here is you're keeping your infield defense stronger by having McNeil at second and Beatty at third as opposed to Vientos at third and Beatty at second. So your infield is better. You're better at second and you're better at third. The question is, how much are you losing at Wrigley Field with left field Marte, who has not played the field much this season, and Brandon Nimmo, who, as we just said, has only played 8 innings in center field.
Right, and does not have a strong cannon of an arm.
Well, he actually doesn't physically have an arm. He may as well roll the ball back into the infield.
Which it felt like he did a couple weeks ago.
Is this a panic move, Tiki?
I don't think it's a panic move, but I do think it is a... I'm just going to put all analytics aside, and I want to put my best lineup on the field, offensively and defensively, as you alluded to. And that's what this does. Now, there might be a little bit of a question in left field because Marte, but Starling Marte is an athlete. And so, save injury, I would trust him simply because he's an athlete. And he hasn't done this very often. When was the last time he played left field?
He's played it a little bit this year. I'll give you the exact numbers, but it's been very sparing this year. And I think that's where my concerns are.
But he's still an athlete. At the end of the day, I get why you feel okay doing this because of who he is as a player.
Starling Marte,
when he's healthy at least.
This season has played.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
8 games in left field, 3 games in right field, 75 at DH, and then obviously a handful as a pinch hitter. In terms of innings played in the outfield this year, he has played 15 innings in right, 43 innings in left. So it is a grand total of 58 outfield innings this season.
That's not a lot of innings.
It's not. And that's, look, here's my concern. All right, I agree with this lineup. I want to make that clear. This should be the lineup. I think he's got the lineup right in terms of who's playing. It makes me very nervous to do things defensively that you haven't done all year. You are asking your left fielder and center fielder, who have played a combined total of 50 innings in the positions they're in tonight.
Right, considering there's almost 1,400 innings in a season.
Is that the number?
I mean,
well, it's 162 times 9, so I think it's a big number.
1,458.
Is that the total?
Yes.
All right. Fair enough.
Assuming you play the ninth. Sometimes you don't play. Whatever. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I think on average, extra innings, it's a rough estimate.
Yes.
So that's the part that just makes me, you know, squeamish. I mean, literally, 51 innings combined from Marte in left field and Nimmo in center field. That's it. This entire season. So I get it that Nimmo's done it before. He's played center field a lot in his career. Marte's played the outfield a lot in his career. No one could deny that.
Yeah.
But I feel uneasy about doing something you so rarely do, which is why I think I would have just leaned with what they did previously, which is play McNeil in center, play Beatty at second, play Vientos at third.
What's your problem here? Does this ring as desperate? So what's the issue?
Feels like desperate because you're doing something you haven't done this season.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that kind of the definition of desperate?
Yeah, of course it is. But, yeah, because if there was a rhyme or reason to it and it made sense, you would have done this multiple times previously.
Yeah. But I respect the idea that Carlos Mendoza, as of right now, and I hope this continues, made a decision that we've all made. We've all made this as Met fans. And that decision is we're done with Jose Siri and we're done with Cedric Mullins.
Yeah.
And they cannot be out there anymore.
Well, I mean,
they cannot be out there anymore.
Right.
Let me just say it one more time. They cannot be out there anymore.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that I didn't have to see a lineup that said Cedric Mullins or Jose Siri, and I hope I don't for the rest of this season. But I am a little uneasy doing something we've only seen for a combined 51 innings this season. That's my opinion.
Right.
And with that said, we're going to learn a lot about this manager and a lot about this team because, look, if they win all six games and miss the playoffs, we're still going to be pissed off. We have a right to be because they ruined this a long time ago. But does this team have any guts? Like, that's what we need to find out. They have shown no guts over the last few weeks. They haven't shown any desperation over the last few weeks. Good desperation, not the bad desperation I described.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a team with as much talent as they have, a team that's been there before, at least a lot of players have, it would be so depressing and also so panic-worthy for the future to watch this team go out small.
Well, don't you think Met fans are already resigned to this?
That they're going to miss the playoffs?
They're going to miss the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to be challenging because they have to be a game better than the Reds and the Diamondbacks got to be a game worse than them.
No, they have to be even with the Diamondbacks. They can remain even with Arizona, but they need to be a game ahead of Cincinnati.
Right.
Because Arizona's still a game behind the Mets.
Got it.
But yes, to your point, they cannot lose a game to Arizona, and they have to gain a game on Cincinnati. And here's the crazy part. Want to play a little game?
Go ahead.
Hopefully you didn't listen to the Rico. The Mets have played 14 road trips this season.
Okay.
A road trip is defined by a grouping of games on the road, okay? 14 road trips this season. How many of those 14 were winning road trips? Which means you won more games than you lost.
Since they were bad on the road?
No, the entire season.
I know.
Oh, yeah, they've been bad on the road,
They've been bad on the road, I'm going to say 3.
You're going to say 3, okay? You have a guess there, positive, Tommy?
6.
You're going to go with 6. Mm. Does positive just like mess with your head in terms of facts? 6
is almost even.
You have a guess there, Sean?
I'm going to go 1 in either April or May before it fell off.
1. No, he's right.
1?
1. They have had 1 winning road trip this entire season, and I'll walk you through how it happened. They split a 4-game series against the Dodgers, which was great, and then they swept the Colorado Rockies of 3 straight games. So they had a 5-2 road trip. You'd have to check the calendar, but I would say it was late May, early June. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. It was early June. It was between June 2nd and June 8th. It was right before the season went haywire. Mm-hmm. They went 5-2 on the road. I am not kidding. I am not making this up. Other than that, they have had either losing road trips or pushes. 3-3, 2-2, 500 road trips. They have had 1 winning road trip this entire season. Well, I got a spoiler alert for you. If they're going to make the playoffs and pick up a game on Cincinnati and hold off the Diamondbacks, logic tells me they can't go 3-3.
No, of course not.
Of course not. Unless you think the Reds are just going to crumble.
They're going to need a winning road trip, and the Reds are going to have to be bad. Reds haven't been great.
It depends on what you mean by bad. If the Mets go 4-2, can the Reds go 3-3? Sure. It's possible. They are playing the Pirates, but they face Paul Skeens. So you never know.
He lost once recently.
He's lost that one time. So here's the point. They have to do something that they have only done one time this entire season.
Well, the crazy thing is about the Mets, you read their notes, because I get their notes every day, just like you do. And you read them, and it's like, Lindor has been fantastic. He's on a 10-game hitting streak. Pete Alonso is wonderful. He's doing X, Y, Z. Juan Soto is the best player in baseball over the last, I don't know, 3 weeks. And so individually, it feels like, man, these guys are actually playing good baseball. But then as a team, they're not. And so where's the disconnect? Why are they good individually and not good as a team?
Well, it's a broader question that unfortunately we're probably going to tackle for weeks and days and months at a time once this season
is
over.
It's going to become the offseason talking point.
Oh, no, yeah, no question. Diagnosing what the hell happened.
Yes.
And we'll have time for it for now. Because you said something and it's true. Met fans are resigned to the fate that they're going to miss the playoffs. I don't think the Mets are going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I would be naive and lying to you to suggest otherwise. That, oh yeah, no, I think we're going to win 5 out of 6. Ho, ho, ho. Like, obviously, I don't think that. I have every reason to not believe that. Like, thinking otherwise would just be being positive, which is fine. You have a right to do it. I'm being honest. I'm being pragmatic. Like, there's no evidence to believe that this is going to happen.
Especially with recent history.
But when I go home tonight and I set up the Reds on one box, the Mets on another box, I'm going to be hoping that I'm wrong.
You don't want to watch Yankees, White Sox?
Well, they'll be on another box.
Oh, got it.
Blue Jays, Red Sox. How about
White Sox. I
said. Yeah, White Sox. How about the main event? Guardians, Tigers.
Oh.
I mean, no, tonight is baseball porn, as I like to say. Like, there's a lot of really important stuff. But, yeah, I'm going to watch these games hoping. I'm going to hope that when we come on the radio tomorrow, the Mets control destiny again because they won and the Reds lost. So, just because I'm resigned to the likelihood that they're going to miss the playoffs doesn't mean I'm okay with it and doesn't mean I'm going to be less angry about it.
It makes the stakes that much higher as you watch the game tonight.
I mean,
it matters. I mean, it matters in a significant way.
This is a playoff game.
Right.
Look, the Mets are probably not making the playoffs. This is the closest thing we're going to have to it. And we're going to learn a lot about this team. We are. We're going to learn if this team has any guts because so far they've given us no evidence that they do. They've got to fight, they've got to claw, and they got to find a way to win. They got 6 games against the Cubs and the Marlins. Like, can they shock me and all of us and win all of them? Because that's what they should do.
I don't know.
They're
I mean,
due to do that.
You could say, yeah, sure. I can't co-sign that that's
well, because
happen.
It's not going to happen.
Because they don't do it.
Of course. Again, they've had one winning road trip this entire season. One of them. So, yes. I don't feel positive.
You shouldn't.
Want to give me a pep talk, Tommy? Go ahead. I'll give you a shot.
Absolutely. A couple things, and you laid it out there. Now, I don't want to get you mad, so just promise me don't get mad.
You were going to give me a pep talk.
Well, I have to say this because I'd have to push back on it. They have fought. They just haven't gotten to the finish line, meaning like they haven't crossed it. Like they fought in these games, they get guys on, and for whatever reason, they just haven't been able to pull it out when they've been trailing in the ninth inning. And I'm well aware of the stat, and I'm well aware that the only team that haven't done it, they're beyond due to win a game where they're trailing going into the ninth inning. I look at the opponents. I look at the Cubs who laid down their sword all weekend long. They have absolutely, literally nothing to play for. And you know what? It's time that we stick it to the Marlins, just like we did to the Braves last year. Everybody said, oh boy, if they end up in Atlanta, they're screwed. They never go down there and win. Same thing with the Marlins. How many times have we seen the Marlins late in the year when they've had nothing to play for, they being the Marlins, and they've beaten the Mets? Those have, of course, been here in New York. Now you're on the road, so if you want to say that lightens up the pressure a little bit, cool. As far as the other teams, and I brought this up yesterday, the Reds now... What are they saying in Cincinnati? They better make it. They better not choke this away. So now we'll see how they handle the pressure. Same thing with Arizona, because they're right there. They have to win games. And every single time, this Mets team, where you've been ready to say they're done, they're dead, it's over, they've always responded. They responded last week against the Padres. They responded against like Detroit when they played them a couple weeks ago. Throughout the season, there have been those times where it looks like they were about to fall off the cliff, and they didn't. And Tiki laid it out. He's like, wow, all these guys individually are doing really well. They're the most talented team of the Reds, Diamondbacks, the Marlins, the teams they're playing. Maybe you want to argue with Chicago. Cool, we could have that argument. But they're the most talented team. They will put it together. All year, they haven't been able to click every box at the same exact time. This will be that time. And I think getting away from Citi Field, even though they've struggled on the road this year, will do them good because they won't have the moans and groans of the audience. That's not against Met fans. I understand the frustration. My point is you could play loose and free because you're on the road.
He doesn't even believe what he said.
How's that? What more
it
do
sounded
I need to
good.
Say?
It sounded good.
I thought that was the worst.
Yeah, it just rambled on a little bit, so you knew he was making it up.
Yeah, he was making it
false
up.
False enthusiasm.
There was nothing there.
Fake enthusiasm.
Totally.
I feel you really don't believe
he
it.
He has no belief
no,
at
you
all.
Don't.
They're going to win 5 out of 6.
No, you don't, Tom.
No, he doesn't.
I do.
No, he doesn't believe it all.
No,
I tell you something else. I was thinking about this the other day, about this team, you know, this franchise, this roster. I know everyone wasn't involved in it, specifically Juan Soto, because he was too busy, you know, leading the Yankees to the American League pennant last year. But I talked about how in 2021 they collapsed in the final few months of the year. Fact.
Yeah.
We talked about how in 2022 they sort of collapsed against Atlanta and then certainly against San Diego.
Right.
Fact. And we talked about how 2023 was a disaster. Fact. And then last year is the outlier. Here's the reality about last year that we sort of forget about. Yes, they turned their season around. Yes, they played great baseball. And they put themselves in position to make the playoffs. Do we not remember those few days in Atlanta? Do we not remember the first few days in Milwaukee? They were collapsing again.
Mm.
And the only reason they were in position to make the playoffs anyway is because the Diamondbacks, who had been a light on fire the second half of the year, actually lost 5 out of their last 7 games. Do we forget that? They lost 2 out of 3 to the Giants and 2 out of 3 to the Padres. And if not for that,
yeah,
there's a good chance the Mets would have missed the playoffs last year by choking at the end, which is what they did until they got to game 162. So when I look further at what this team has accomplished, it actually makes me more worried. Because I don't have the track record that's so firmly of, don't worry, they've done it before. But, have they?
Yeah, but that also doesn't matter. The year before, it doesn't matter what they did a year ago.
You're right that none of it matters. I'm just trying to diagnose this roster and what they've accomplished and what they haven't accomplished.
Yes.
And I have more reason to believe, based on their history, that they're going to come up small than they're going to answer the call.
But Evan always brings up, you know, the history of the regular season and why he doesn't think that carries over into October. So why would anything that's happened this season carry over into this final 6 games? It's a playoff series. Shouldn't it just be 0-0 now? All right, we spotted the Reds again.
Like,
but
in theory, you're right.
You know,
like,
what I mean?
Could they go out and win 6 in a row? Sure. I mean, it could happen. It's baseball. I mean, look what's happened in the American League Central. I just don't have any reason to believe it other than, it's baseball. You never know. And if that's, by the way, that's your best argument. Your best argument to make me feel better is, wouldn't that be such baseball, Evan? They've been a garbage team since June. They've given you no evidence of having any fight. Wouldn't it be such baseball that they come out and win their last 6 games? They've been a terrible team on the road. They've had one winning homestand the entire year. Like, the best argument one can make to me is that baseball is stupid and makes no sense. That's it. You can't tell me anything about the team that's going to convince me. So, you want to try it again? Just do a whole baseball's weird argument.
Yeah, baseball's weird. You never know. And that's why I say if the season ended today, the Mets would be in it. Obviously not today. But,
yeah.
And the other thing,
we'll try that game today.
The other thing I love about it, too, because you saw this with last year's team, everybody has left them for dead. That is music to my ears sometimes because it's, you know what? Everybody is now looking past them. We're moving on to the offseason, and that's when they surprise us.
I'll give you a comp. And I hate that this is a very morbid comp, but it's true. I drive home. I live in Westchester. And every day I see a dead animal on the side of the road.
Hmm.
And everyone leaves them for dead, too. Sometimes you leave something for dead because they're dead.
You just compared the Mets to roadkill?
Yeah.
Is that what you're
Have you watched them the last 3 months?
I mean, at some point, highway patrol scrapes them off.
No.
I mean, you just don't see
eventually
that.
They do.
Okay,
but
even in our neighborhood, there's a squirrel on the road right up the street from us.
Yeah.
I walk the dogs. The dogs are sniffing at it. I'm pulling them away. I get in the house. These two massive birds just fly down. And
really?
Like, oh, they got a feast.
Are you
right
serious?
In front of, I'm not even kidding.
Damn.
It was actually kind of cool, but it was... They were humongous.
Vultures? So, they're probably sitting there because MetLife Stadium's been sitting there and been circling over our two football teams.
No, you're right.
So I know what you're saying. You're saying that the Cubs and the Marlins are the vultures that are about to eat up the dead carcass
there
known as the New York Mets over the next 6 days.
Except the Mets are twitching a little bit.
Yeah. They are twitching. All right, good try. Good try. You didn't work, but you tried.
Well, let me just...
Oh, God, you're going to try something else?
I am, and I need Dan to find the tape here. The last time I gave you a pep talk and you hated it and you didn't buy into it, the Mets took 2 out of 3 against the Brewers, 2 out of 3 against the Yankees, and it was their best stretch of the season. That is a fact. I did a pep talk. Evan was like, I'm not buying it. And the Mets went on a run. So have Dan work on that audio because 100% you stared at me and said, he doesn't even believe that. I'm not buying that pep talk. And we went on a run. We'll do it again now.
Well, I got news for you. Two out of three and two out of three may not be enough, which is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Like, if the Mets go 4-2, which is a winning road trip, which is successful, you need Cincinnati, who's about to play the Pirates at home, and then a Brewer team that may not have anything to play for. We'll see where the number one seed lies. They'd have to go 3-3. And I don't feel really confident that that's going to happen. So, and that's the other scary part. 4-2 is not enough.
Yeah. And that's a good road trip.
That's a good road trip. Like, I honestly look at this thing because of the uncertainty of Cincinnati and Arizona and say, they got to win every game. Like, honestly, balls to the wall time. They got to go 6-6. Let's hear from some fans. 888-808-1019. Chris is in Manhattan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Listen, I'm feeling a little more positive this morning, Evan. Hear me out.
Go.
I went to the game on Sunday, and I left that game, felt awful that night, and yesterday was kind of like, oh, boy, you know, just the malaise, and they beat me down. But today I woke up, and I'm listening to some of, you know, what everyone's talking about. A couple things. First off, I think putting Nimmo in center, by the way, that's kind of ironic, because you remember when Buck Showalter came, and he put Marte in right and moved Brandon Nimmo to center?
Right.
So maybe that's going to wake up Brandon Nimmo, who we know has been in a funk. Let's see if there's a little psychological component there. Cade Horton, the Mets have never faced him, right?
No, they faced him out of the bullpen, I think, earlier this season. It may have actually been his first major league win. For some reason, I think that, but I'm going to go relook that up.
Well, I don't think any young pitcher wants to face Juan Soto, so I'm hoping that that's going to be a nervous factor for him. And lastly, my daughter, who lives in Chicago, is wearing a Lindor jersey and going out and representing. So
there you go.
I'm hoping those things lead to a win.
I hope you're right. And by the way,
every little thing matters.
By the way, I was right. It wasn't only Cade Horton's first major league win. It was his major league debut. He came out of the I knew I remembered that. He came out of the bullpen, and he did give up a three-run home run early to Brett Beatty. But he ended up throwing four innings, allowed three runs, kind of stabilized the game. And the Cubs beat the Mets at Citi Field that day. It was a Saturday night by a final score of 6-5. I remember this night very specifically. I think me and my wife went away, and I watched this game at 2 in the morning.
Horton hears a who?
Your baseball IQ trivia is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. How many home runs did Juan Soto hit for the Yankees in last year's postseason? We'll take caller number 6 at 866-540-WFAN to answer your baseball IQ trivia question, and you could win a $250 American Express gift card. Your baseball IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and Cadillac's family of EVs, including the all-electric Lyric. Let's go to John in Maspeth. What's up, John?
You know what, guys? Listen to me out. I am guaranteeing that there will be playoff baseball at Citi Field next week. Now hear me out why.
Oh, God.
If the Mets clinch, congratulations. If they don't clinch, guess what? I'm getting my projector screen, my cooler full of drinks, my Daisy French onion dip, and I'm going to host a Yankees playoff watch party right on Seaver Way. All Mets fans invited. If Juan Soto cannot bring playoff baseball to Citi Field, then I will.
I have to admit, John, you made me laugh. I have to admit. Like, you're a jerk and you're a bad guy and you're drinking our tears, but I kind of laughed at that one. So there you go. We're going to have a big wild card series party. Because John's going to set up a projector screen and flash Yankees Red Sox on. You know what? I may go to that.
Yeah, he's got to hope he's got that Met Wi-Fi password ready to go.
Oh,
for
that's
streaming.
True. Yeah, he's got. He's such a jerk. But let that be a preview. Let that be a preview. Because we are going to have to deal with more Met bashing than we have ever faced in our entire lives. And we got to deal with it.
If you don't make it. Yeah,
if they don't make it. The payroll, the stealing Soto, the celebrations that we had.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say what you want about me, fellas. I'm very self-aware.
Yeah.
And one of the things about being self-aware is guys like Keith McPherson, guys like John and Maspeth, even Big Mac, who tries to pretend he doesn't hate the Mets. He does. Guys like Sean Morash. Here's the thing about the law firm. The law firm hates the Mets. And they were bothered by the Juan Soto stuff. Mm. And I think the three guys in the law firm, Keith, Sean, and Chris, they handled themselves very differently. Keith's very honest. He's like, yeah, I'm a troll. I mean, I'm going to mock everything about the Mets. Very honest about it. Sean's like kind of halfway Keith. Like, he'll admit it and then he'll hold it back. Nah, I'm just kidding. Then he does it. Big Mac's the biggest fraud of them all because he holds it in completely. Oh, it's not true. I like the Mets. I don't have a problem with the Mets. But here's the reality, Met fans. We are going to take more crap than we have ever taken before if they don't make the postseason. Just be ready for it.
You are, and it's deserving. And frankly, after you needed me on the Rico that night with my hood up after Juan Soto signed, I will be relentless in another week if that goes down. You set yourself up, and we didn't forget over the winter.
Am I fighting with you?
Nope.
I understand this is what comes with it.
Yeah.
Like, and I
it's
know
what happens with arrogance.
100%. Like, I knew, and I think this is a good comp. This is really tough for Tommy to understand, but I'm going to teach you. This is what being a Brooklyn Net fan was like when things flamed out. Guys like Gio, rightfully so.
No, I hear you.
I'm going to make fun of you, you big loser. Losing, players wanting trades. Like, we talked a big game. We had a lot of fun. Dude, you got to take your medicine. And that's going to suck. Like, I don't want to take my medicine. It's not like I'm in the mood for it. I hate medicine, except for Robitussin. It's not that bad. Tylenol, too. Not too shabby. But in general, I don't want to take my medicine. And Sean's smirking over there. He knows. He's got it all planned for us.
I will tell you, there is a tweet already drafted.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I'll give you a little preview. Just know this. I took a picture of that wild card banner last week when we were at Citi Field.
Okay.
And there's a nice blank space under that last year. I have that in my drafts ready to go.
You got something ready?
Oh, I got something ready.
Yeah. This law firm, man. What I love about the Yankee law firm, the law firm of McPherson, Morash, and McMonagle. Is that the order?
I think it's the other way.
Oh. McPherson, McMonagle, and Morash?
Yes.
Yeah. Here's the thing about the law firm. They're vengeful. They're vengeful.
They keep receipts.
They keep receipts, and they're ready to crush all of us. So I'm ready for it, and we deserve it. So please, Juan Soto, Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso, save us from this. We don't want to be abused.
Unfortunately,
save
it's
us.
Not them.
Well.
It's the pitching.
Yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's David Peterson.
It's a little bit of everybody, but yes. David Peterson, if you're listening, save us. Mm. Yeah. How are you confident with David Peterson pitching tonight? Ay, ay, ay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.